This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was conferred with the Guyana's highest national award, the Order of Excellence, today. He has been awarded for his visionary statesmanship and championing the rights of developing countries on the global stage, exceptional service to the global community, and for his commitment to strengthening India-Guyana relations. Prime Minister Modi thanked Dr. Irfan Ali for conferring him with the honour. He dedicated the honour to the people of India and to the deep-rooted historical ties between the people of the two countries. He emphasized that his state visit is testament to India's continued commitment towards deepening India-Guyana friendship. The Prime Minister is in Guyana on the third leg of his three-nation visit, including Nigeria and Brazil. Prime Minister Modi will address the Parliament of Guyana at Georgetown this evening. President Draupadi Murmu arrived at Begumpet Airport a short while ago on a two-day visit to Hyderabad. Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy warmly welcomed the President at the airport. The President will be taking part in the Koti Dipotsavam, lighting millions of lights later this evening. The Koti Dipotsavam has been held every year during the month of Kartik for the past 12 years by a spiritual TV channel. President Murmu will formally launch the fourth edition of Lok Manthan, the international cultural festival, tomorrow morning. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh inaugurated the Viksit Bharat Initiative for Student Innovation and Outreach Network Vision in New Delhi today. The initiative is aimed at nurturing education, skill development and innovation among underprivileged children. Speaking on the occasion, the minister lauded the entrepreneurial vision behind the initiative and its focus on democratizing opportunities for students across the country. He emphasized how the portal could act as a gateway for those in remote areas to access mentorship and training. The minister said that initiatives like Vision are integral to realizing the country's aspirations under Vision India 2047, which aims to position India as a global leader in technology, education and economic growth. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today highlighted that India has always advocated and practiced dialogue for resolving complex international issues. Speaking at the 11th ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus at Vientiane in Laos, the minister pointed out that this commitment to open communication and peaceful negotiation is evident in India's approach to a wide range of international challenges, from border disputes to trade agreements. Prasar Bharati chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal today said that the idea behind launching a new OTT platform is not just to bring healthy content to the digital space, but also to provide content for all sections of society, including children and youth. Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi said that the motivation behind launching the OTT platform is to reach the maximum audience. Mr. Dwivedi added that as a national broadcaster, Prasar Bharati's OTT platform, which will initially feature content in around 10 languages, aims to include programs in all languages and dialects over time. The 55th International Film Festival India, IFFI, is on full swing, with unfolding of screenings and events. Over 40 films across diverse genres have been screened today, showcasing the best of Indian cinema. The Indian Panorama segment has officially begun with its inaugural ceremony, setting the stage for screenings of 25 selected feature and 20 non-feature films. Along with this, the 18th edition of the Film Bazaar is also buzzing with activity, serving as a dynamic hub for networking and collaboration between aspiring filmmakers and established industry professionals. In Pakistan, at least 38 people were killed and 29 others injured when gunmen opened fire on passenger vehicles in a tribal area northwestern Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province today. Chief Secretary of the province Nadeem Aslam Chaudhary said the attack occurred in the Kurram tribal district. He said it is a major tragedy and the death toll is likely to rise. Russia has fired an intercontinental ballistic missile at Ukraine after President Vladimir Putin changed Moscow's nuclear doctrine. Moscow's strong response comes days after US President Joe Biden and UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer allowed Ukraine to use long-range cruise and ballistic missiles to hit targets deep within the Russian territory. In the China Masters 2024 badminton, Indian star shuttler Lakshya Sen has entered the men's singles quarterfinals, beating Rasmus Gamke of Denmark 21-16, 21-18 in the second round. And that is the end of this news bulletin.